Welcome to the podcast. This is Jordan. So we just finished reading Beowulf in English, and there's a lot to unpack. This story is an Anglo-Saxon epic that follows the adventures of our hero Beowulf as he conquers monsters and faces glorious battles. We first meet Beowulf when the faraway land of Hrothgar is threatened and terrorized by a devilish monster named Grendel. Beowulf travels to defeat him, but is soon faced with another foe when the monster's mother challenges our hero. After a great feat between Beowulf and the vengeous beast, our protagonist returns to his land as ruler of his people, the Geats. The story skips to 50 years, where Beowulf is now an old king. But instead of living out his days in the kingdom, he decides to take on one last battle against a dragon who hoards treasure in a tower. When Beowulf approaches the lair, his men dishonorably fled in terror, leaving a decrepit warrior and a courageous underdog named Wiglaf, who stayed behind to defend his king and defeat the dragon. When the battle is won, Beowulf dies, leaving Wiglaf as his heir to the throne. Next, we'll discuss the hero's journey, which serves as kind of a basic structure stories use to portray the character's adventures. The hero's journey template starts us out at 1 o'clock, where we first meet our protagonist in their ordinary world. Then, their call to action initiates the story, leading our hero through trials and tribulations until a climactic battle at 6 o'clock, where lives are on the line and our main character is reborn. And finally, at 11 and 12 o'clock, we return to where we began our story, with something new learned and more experience. And even Beowulf follows this format. Now, let's move on to discuss some themes we saw in the story and talk about the Anglo-Saxon culture. Beowulf was written around 700 AD and portrays the traditions of Germanic heroic legends. With this in mind, we can relate the antagonist in Beowulf to fears and anxieties relevant to the people who created and shared stories like these. During this time, fear of invasion plagued neighboring empires, and a family's legacy or honor was of topmost importance. Similar to the fictitious monsters we know today, there is always a shared theme or deeper meaning of mystery or fear of the unknown. I think Beowulf is a nice story to familiarize yourself with Anglo-Saxon culture. Compared to more modern pieces, Beowulf is probably more informative than it is entertaining, but there are some important takeaways to stories like these. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and I hope you enjoyed and learned something new.